Hello and welcome to episode 62 of What's This Podcast. I'm Jillian.
And I'm Matt.
And we're back again.
We're back again. We're back for the very first time. For
the very elusive? Is it elusive when you're hard to catch?
Yes.
We're like Bigfoot.
We are podcasts. Blurry in every picture.
Yeah, you can't catch
just
us.
Just like Bigfoot.
Just when you think you've caught us, we're gone.
We disappear. I don't get why.
Why we don't frequently put out podcasts? Because we don't have a schedule. We don't have a plan.
We do. I mean, we always make a schedule and then we never follow it. And then
it's so much easier just to not record.
Well, here's the thing. We've done a lot.
Yeah, that's true. We were busy. It's not like we were sitting at home like, oh, I wonder if we should record, and then just didn't.
It's like we're not sitting at home and we're like, we should record.
But we don't have time.
But we don't have time.
Also, there's a lot of movies to see.
Yeah, we go to the movies all the time.
And you can't record at the movies. Well, you could, but you'd go to jail.
Well.
Maybe.
We'll see what we can do. We're not going to do that.
Anyways, we're not even giving you a Disney one to come back to. I'm so sorry about that. But
we're off brand.
I'm also not sorry.
We're off brand.
So I don't care what you think of me. My dad's not a phone.
I'm not a part of your system. Oh, that's something we did.
Yeah.
Holy shoot.
We saw Lonely Island, the live version. For real. We saw them.
We did. Yes, we did.
That was fun. But we don't have to talk about that.
What are we going to talk about? We have all this stuff to talk about.
This is our off-brand theme park episode.
Yeah, but we have to catch the people up.
We will. That's what the episode's for.
But that was a thing we have to catch them up on.
Yeah, no, that's not really that important.
We didn't vlog. We didn't vlog it.
We did vlog some things while we were gone, though, and you can catch those on YouTube.
And they kind of intermingle with this.
Yeah, so if you follow our YouTube and see all the vlogs, you'll see what we were up to in the meantime between episodes.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if they're up when this releases.
Oh, yeah, but someone will listen to it down the line and we'll find them.
They will be there. That is a great, great point.
But what you should do is subscribe and get the notifications so that when we do post them, you can see them right away and comment right away. And we also have one that's up right now. It is available for your viewing pleasure. We went to DC and did a long vlog about it. It's an hour, and I'm very sorry that it's long, but it was easier just to put it in one video as opposed to breaking it up.
We originally wanted to split it up, but it was just easier.
Yeah, made more sense to put it all together. You can skip around. You don't have to see everything, but we do.
And if you skip to the end.
I was going to say that.
You never let me say anything.
Fine, say it.
If you skip to the end, you have a chance to win something.
Yes, you just have to follow our instructions.
Right.
And then you can enter and win.
It's what's this.
What's this?
That's what I said.
You said, what's this?
I didn't. I said dis, but I had a speech impediment at that time.
You fixed the word for some reason.
It was weird. What's this on YouTube?
Yeah, so subscribe, click the little bell so you get notifications when we post our new vlogs. But we do have two vlogs up already that you can watch.
And we've also got at least one of our Twitch streams up there.
Yes, and those are quite entertaining.
Those are long.
I must say so.
But those will also be up there too. So if you can't catch us live, you can catch us there.
Yeah, and just skip around. If you don't want to see everything, we understand.
Yeah, I don't want to see everything.
We just want the views and the comments and the chat going. So let's connect people. Sure. You know you're hearing our voices right now.
Trying to build a dialogue.
Right. We want to get in touch with the people.
Right.
Gets the people going.
We want to hear what you want.
We like the comunicado.
Speaking of what you want, we updated one of our shirts.
Yes, we did it. We made a better Soarin' shirt for y'all.
Yeah, nice work, pal.
Yeah, nice That's work, available. Pal. Looks even better and brighter than ever and not anything like all the fucking copycats out there that tried making our shirt.
There is a shirt out there. It looks nice, but it looks nice because they took my image.
Yep. And then added wings to it or something.
They copied my image from TeePublic's thing straight off and just cropped it out and pasted it in theirs.
Right.
Pissing me off.
Don't buy theirs. Just go to our website, whatsthispodcast.com, click on the shirts tab or do /shirts or whatever you want to do, and go purchase a Soarin one so that we are beating out those people who copycatted us.
Right.
Because F them.
David Putty.
Big time.
I don't know. What's that from? What did you just
do? I'm just making things up.
Oh, we're trying to hashtag things. I like it.
Hashtag big time. Hashtag fuck them. Hashtag Soarin.
All right.
Patrick Warburton.
Also on the vlog, we try not to curse as much.
And I do sometimes by accident. And right. Probably it's still in there.
It's all right, but you know what to expect from us. It's a little bit less though.
We're not going
to
do the beepy blurry thing of the swearing.
We're going to blur out the
so
faces.
Silly. Yeah, we just will blur our faces so nobody knows who we are.
That's what we're not going to do, but...
No, not at all. And we're not going to blur anyone else's faces either because I don't care.
I don't have that kind of time.
No one has time for that.
Don't have that kind of money.
No, we don't have the advertising and whatnot that pays for blurring people's faces.
People take into account I'm doing all of the the editing.
Yeah, I could help probably eventually. Yeah.
Jill does all the recording and I do all the editing.
That's true. I do all the video recording, which is fine. I love doing that. So we will get some going once we post all of our... So we did another road trip after that, which is what we're going to discuss today pretty much. We did a road trip. So that's going to be probably 4 to 6 vlogs somewhere between there. We got a lot of footage from that. And then we'll also have a New Hampshire vlog after that. So once we get all those up, then we'll start doing some Salem summer happenings, local stuff like that. So if anyone wants to see anything specific in Salem that we haven't gone to or whatever, you can tell us and we'll go there and check it out for you and post a vlog about it, whatever. Or Boston, whatever is around here.
There are some things we haven't done in Salem, but we're saving them.
Yeah, well, we hopefully want to do a meetup next year.
Right. We'd like to have, you know, our fans, our friends come and hang out with us.
Yeah, we want to do Boston/Salem, maybe one day in Boston, one day in Salem, and show you guys around, have a good time, drink, all that stuff.
Yes.
All that nonsense, but we have to get to Disney before that, so.
Yeah, we're also over a year out, I think. So.
Yeah, we'll have to be for probably next spring, hopefully. Maybe summer, if anyone's willing to go in the summer. Maybe September.
Maybe
September
fall.
Might be good.
Might
fall
be good.
Fall is pretty good.
It's a very good time to come to
but
this
not
city.
But not October.
What's the best time to come to this city?
October is just too crazy.
You like to wait in line.
It's too expensive, so. September would be the latest, I think, we go. Anywho,
yeah,
today we're doing
off-brand
theme parks, and that's because we went to 1, 2, 3, 4, at least 4 theme parks in the past month.
I can think of three. One of them I'm counting as, two of them I'm counting as one.
Because they're the same company.
Because they're run by the same company.
They are two different parks, though, and they're very far away as well.
I guess that would be the same as me counting Epcot and Magic Kingdom as the same park. You're right.
So we
I wouldn't do that.
We did 4. So we stopped at Hershey Park in Hershey, Pennsylvania, did a couple days there. We did a day at Water Country USA in Williamsburg, Virginia. The next day we went to Busch Gardens, Virginia for Food and Wine Festival. And then we also did a small trip after that to New Hampshire to go to Storyland Nostalgia Night 2019, where we grew up going. It's the craptastic version of Disneyland up here, so yeah. It was good.
It was better than I thought it was going to be.
It definitely was.
Nothing. We'll talk about it when we talk about it.
Yeah. So I guess we'll just jump right into it, because I found a bunch of old videos from these theme parks, since this is our, not necessarily a trope, a theme of our show is
our gimmick.
Yeah, our gimmick is to do vintage, old, expired, extinct attractions that were at these parks. So I found some old commercials, some old footage, some old rides, and we'll end it with the best ride that I remember going to when I was little at Storyland that Matt doesn't remember
at all. I didn't go on it. I always wanted to, and I never did.
So we'll end on that. So something I've always wanted to do on this show, so it was no better time than after we just came from Storyland to ride it through on our show once and for all. And hopefully you guys will watch all these videos with us. If not, just the last one I expect you to watch.
Yeah, that's true. You can watch all these with us at whatsdispodcast.com/watch.
Yeah, they're all on there. Yeah. Yeah. So why don't we dive right in? We'll start with our Hershey Park experience. Let's watch a commercial first for it to advertise us for 1985's Hershey Park.
We weren't even alive yet.
No, not even close. Fun comes from different places. Ooh, I like this song.
Oh, those were still there.
Those. Yeah, those balloon ride. Oh, bumper cars. I didn't
bumper
see those.
Cars.
Oh, there's like a dance.
Put some pants
like
on,
dance.
Man.
Oh, we didn't go on
this?
That. I didn't remember.
Oh, we didn't
a
get to
fun.
Go on that. It was closed.
Ooh, the ball pit that's not there. Oh, there's
dolphins.
No dolphins there either.
That kid was wearing a Phillies hat.
Whoa, those kids were spinning fast.
The Comet, we went on that.
No, we didn't.
Oh, no, we didn't.
We Ooh, it looks nice at,
Wildcat.
At night.
Here's Renewed, Sunday at Eyewitness News Extra.
Hershey Park. That was cute. Okay.
Yes, it was. That was quick.
Yeah, it looked like there was a lot of rides that are no longer there. I saw like the swings there. I didn't see those when we went there.
That would make sense. It was 30 years ago.
I know, but like, I don't even think the wooden roller coaster was called the Comet anymore, was it? I don't remember.
Ours was the Wildcat. When we
Wildcat was the one we went on, but there was also
a different
like
one?
Oh, Jesus.
Didn't know that was going to start.
We didn't. We only went on one ride at Hershey Park.
We went on two or three.
Oh, three, right. One roller coaster, because then it ruined us for roller coasters that day, and it sucked.
We're not roller coaster people anymore.
Mm-mm. But this one, all right. If you're going to go to Hershey Park, do not do the Wildcat roller coaster. I did not know this ahead of time.
Don't do it first.
Don't do it ever. I it's so pointless. It's not fun. It just hurts. It's so awful. I don't know why, but it's poorly made. There's a wooden coaster way in the back that's way better, I guess. That's like a dueling wooden roller coaster type thing. Go on that. I don't even have the names of them in front of us because we just didn't do it, so we're not going to discuss it. But we've heard from other people that that one's far better than the one we did. Regretfully, we did the only one that was not good. So,
right.
Besides that, we did the...
Trusted friends we heard from.
Yes. Besides that, we did the laugh... What is it called?
We did the laugh track.
Laugh track. That's what it is. That was cool.
That was kind of a roller coaster.
It was an indoor roller coaster that's like, you know how the cars spin while it's going?
It was a lot like Primeval World.
Except you spin a lot more.
I thought you spun a lot less in this one.
Oh, I felt like we were spinning more. And it was very poorly made inside, too. It was like a mini golf course inside. You know how like they do black lights everywhere?
Yep.
And mirrors and stuff like that. It was stupid, but it was fun at the same time. And it did not hurt.
No, it was a family ride. It was
very
family
tame,
friendly.
But
my
also
favorite,
fun.
My favorite part about the ride was the anticipation.
Yes, because we waited a long time.
Because you can't see the ride at
no.
all.
Yeah, that's true. That's why people keep asking you, like, does it go upside down? Is it scary?
Everyone's like, what's it like? What's it like? How bad is it? And you just tell them it's the worst ride you've ever been on.
And the first room you're in, when you're finally inside the queue, this queue outside as well, which sucked. But the inside is kind of like a fun house where there's like lights on the ceiling that look like circus lights, and then they have those big wavy mirrors that make you look like you're in a fun house or whatever the hell. And then when you get in, it's like all black lights and like your shirt's lighting up and stuff. So it was cool.
All the stains are showing up.
Yes. Problem I have, I think there's a quick pass thing at Hershey, but I think it's just actually they did it better than Busch Gardens. I remember there was a guy who was weaving them in and out between us.
Checking,
so,
yep.
Yeah. So they did it kind of like Disney, where you go to a different line and you cut the line, basically, but the guy lets you do it.
At the Laugh Factory, what is the
Laugh Track?
The Laugh Track, you just cut after the outside queue.
Yeah.
You still have to wait on the inside queue.
Yeah, and that's a long queue, so I don't think I would pay for the queue cutter thing. It's not worth it, because it was probably $35 a person or something like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't want it either.
And we also did the Reese's Cup Fusion that was brand new this year. They kind of redo that every so often, I think, and that was, this time it was like a Buzz Lightyear type shooting game where we had like a gun that actually came out and like shot lasers and stuff, and you could see actually better where your gun was shooting as
you
opposed
could.
To the Buzz Lightyear one.
I like the Buzz Lightyear one the best of Men in Black, of this one,
yeah,
of all the ones I've been on, but this one I didn't like because if you passed a certain part on the track,
yeah, that's
targets became off limits. You couldn't shoot those targets anymore.
Yeah, that was annoying.
And it doesn't tell you.
That doesn't make any sense because you can still see them from the other room. And if you're facing that way, that's pretty much all you can shoot at because you're not in the front.
Right. You don't control where the car is facing.
No, you're not moving it. That's another problem. And also, there was the way they seat you, instead of front to back, like backs facing each other or touching each other, the girls behind us were directly behind us.
So they were shooting our heads quite
a
bit.
Yeah, like they couldn't get as good a view as us, which that sucks if you're sitting behind. I would really like, I'd rather sit in the front and just wait for the next
car. I guess if you're kind of pretty tall, you could sit in the back.
Yeah, but still, like there was stuff right down below us in front of us that they never would have shot.
They would have had no chance.
There was good parts, though, that they smelled like candy, like certain parts smelled like different kinds of candies. I don't know if
I,
it was...
I didn't notice.
It kind of smelled like in the Halloween parade when Wreck-It Ralph's cart comes by and it smells like yummy, yummy candy, da-da-da-da.
Like vanilla?
No, not
candy
like
corn?
Vanilla. I don't really know what the smell is like. It's just candy smell.
I don't remember it.
But it smelled good in the game. And I don't even remember who won. I think you did,
baby. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
The video beforehand...
That was funny. There was like five different pre-shows.
There was a lot of pre-show video.
Yeah, they were all different kinds. And we'll put them up on the vlog too. But they were trying to make a story of it. Whereas like the gumdrop was the bad guy, or Mint, Captain Mint, or Candy Mint, or I don't know what the hell his name was, King Mint.
Yeah, the candies that didn't make it through.
Yeah, they had like
quality control.
Yeah, they had impurities. Like there was a gummy bear, or something like that. A mint. Yeah, they were all bad guys, and we had to shoot at them and help the Reese's and the Hershey bar and all them fight bad guys, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't understand it, but it was fun.
It was fun. I liked it.
We had to fill up, I don't know, Hershey Hope or some.
Oh, yeah, you had to fill up like Hope in order to get something back. I don't know. It was
like,
really
weird. We love Hershey so much, so we're filling it up.
And that's it for what we went on there. We did the Zoo America there.
We also did the Sky Rush?
The monorail?
No. Well, we did the monorail.
The monorail was scary.
It was scary for a monorail, but it was nice.
It felt like we were going to fall off the whole time.
Didn't feel stable.
No.
No, the Sky Rush is the
Skylift. The Skyway, but it just goes like back in a loop.
Yeah, it's a
that
one.
That was scary as fuck. I hated that.
It's a one-way trip. Ugh. You go there and back. There's no, it's not a one-way. I mean, that is a one-way trip. You can't get off.
Yeah. And you just have a like safety bar barely in front of you.
It's not that far, but you do go through the other roller coasters.
Yeah,
the
ones that are moving very fast. Above the other roller coaster, and you're above a lake as well. It's not good. Don't go on it. And it's not fun either. It's just very slow.
Not romantic.
And boring. No, it's very boring, and I hated it. And I hate heights, and that made it worse. That was worse than going on any roller coaster by far, because you're just teetering there, and you could fall at any moment. Nothing's stopping you. You're not buckled in or anything.
Not buckled in?
You could easily kill yourself.
That's really all we did, those four things?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I think that's it. We saw a dance party. We ate some food. That wasn't very good.
We wanted to do other things, but a lot of stuff was closed.
Oh, yeah. You have to really... I think you have to go midsummer to have everything open or something, because a bunch of ice cream places were closed. We couldn't find a damn shake to
save
our life.
There was only one ice cream place open, and the line was so long, but it was ridiculous. Because it was the only ice cream place open.
Yep. This is the theme park. We're also we have to talk about the Chocolate World as well.
Which so I loved.
The theme park you have to pay to get in. The Chocolate Factory, Chocolate World, whatever, Hershey Chocolate World, you don't even have to pay to get in. You can just go into the parking lot. They give you, I think, 3 hours free if you're just going to the Chocolate Factory. And then, you know, if you stay past that, you have to pay a certain amount to park. But yeah, I would honestly just recommend going there. They have a trolley tour that you can sign up for. I would do that. They have make your own chocolate bar. They have chocolate tastings that happen like every hour or so. They have a 3D or 4D movie. We didn't do any of that because it's all like a package. You kind of have to pay like if you want to do all of it, it's like $60.
Yeah, so it's not free.
But there
but
is
it's
a free
to get in.
And there's a free ride.
Right.
There's the Chocolate Factory.
It's a dark ride.
Omnimover ride, which was amazing. It was better than any ride in the theme park.
I agree.
It was outside the theme park, so you don't even have to go near the entrance. To the theme park. You just go into the Chocolate World and there's a bunch of chocolate bars. There's a big milkshake station. There's a s'mores station. There's a food court with like soup, pizza, sandwiches, entrees, anything you could think of, you could probably get in there.
It was a glorified gift shop.
It was big though.
It was huge.
In the middle of it reminded me of the land because it had like a big, what's it called?
Food court.
Like a What am I thinking of? Torium, something torium.
An atrium?
Atrium, there we go. Like an atrium with plants in the middle and stuff.
It was very nice.
It was very nice, and I liked it a lot. I think I would just go back there only. And we also did the Hershey Museum, which was good. It was all right. It was just too many kids screaming. You can't enjoy a...
Yeah, there were a lot of kids everywhere.
Yeah, you can't enjoy a museum where you have to read stuff and kind of take your time like learning when kids are screaming in your ear the whole time, so... That's just the downfall of that. But it was still good. I don't know if I'd recommend paying $16 a person to do it. It's kind of expensive.
It was. It's $13 and then $3 for something else.
Yeah, we did like a little scavenger hunt thing that we ended up not even finishing because it was stupid. I couldn't answer any of them. It was so hard.
We answered all of them until the end and then it was kind of like they were missing parts of it.
It was ridiculous. I don't know what was going on with that. So that's, I don't know, that's our Hershey Park.
I mean, I had the best chili I've ever had.
Yeah, they had a cocoa chili. We also got cocoa coffee.
Which was just coffee.
It just tastes like coffee. I really wish we got a chocolate shake there. They looked amazing.
They really did.
So good.
We didn't get a s'more.
They had a
ton
of cupcakes. We actually split, I think, a brownie or a cupcake?
It was a cupcake.
That was all right. And they had a bunch of different cookies. I think the cookies looked better.
We should have got a cookie.
Yeah, absolutely. And they give you a free piece of chocolate at the end of the Omnimover tour thing, so that was cool. Yeah, I can't really think of anything else. They're redoing the entrance to it, so they're adding like, they're basically making like a Universal City Walk type thing in the front. So it's going to have a restaurant and a bunch of shops and stuff. So that'll be better. We just walk through like a mile of nothing.
Yeah, it was a mile of, what's that stuff they put up?
Walls.
Yeah.
Construction walls. That just said, come back soon.
Yeah.
We're dreaming up big things.
We're thinking of things.
Well, that's nice to hear.
I won't be back though.
So yeah, I mean, if you're close by, I could,
I bet it's cool if you
check
live
it out
close by.
Yeah. To stay there a night or two. We also got a shitty hotel. I would stay, if you can afford it, stay on the Hershey, in the Hershey hotels.
What about
the Hershey hotel?
The dinner we had.
Yes, the Circular we went to at Hershey Hotel.
That was so good.
That was prime, and it was like on the level of Signature Dining in Disney. It reminded me almost of, I guess, California Grill, Yachtsman type, maybe, or Tiffin's even.
It was like,
but not like extravagantly.
It was like classic, but with a modern twist.
Yeah. And they had some kind of weird options. We got octopus. We got
scallops.
What did we get for an entree? Filet?
I think we got a filet.
Yeah.
And then I got an old fashioned, but it came inside of an ice cube.
Oh, yeah.
So
that was
cool.
So he
had to break it open.
And they had a really big window view of everything. So if you had any table, pretty much, you could see the sun setting. It was beautiful. I got a drink. I forget what it was, though. It was
instead of pomegranate
something like with lavender in it. Like a, it was an aviator, I think. Aviation.
Oh, yeah. That sounds right.
Yeah, it was really good. And then we got chocolate souffle for our first time ever, which was so good.
I felt like a dick because I didn't know.
It took forever
and they were closing because it was still early.
I know, yeah. It was closing at 11?
No, it was like 9:30.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's early. There was a bar there that was hopping. Like, there was tons of people staying there, so.
It was. Once we ordered the souffle, it was dead.
I think it was because it was like a Tuesday night and there was no one eating there. They're probably open later on the weekends.
I hope so. I did feel bad.
I know, but oh well. We tipped the guy good.
It was so good.
Very much worth it, and I would definitely go back there, and I'd probably try a few of the other restaurants at like Hershey Lodge and stuff too. So, who knows? We'll probably go back. It's on the way down to like Williamsburg and that area, and we love Busch Gardens, so maybe we'll go back sometime. But at least we can say we've been to Hershey Park, we've been to Hershey, Pennsylvania. I'm glad that's over, at least.
That's true.
Okay, so anything else about Hershey Park?
I think I've covered everything I can remember.
Yeah, we didn't get any like chocolates or anything to take home.
No, we didn't. Oh, darn it.
We'll do more of that next time, I think.
We're going to get better about that.
I think I want to do that whole tour and like the trolley and everything, because the trolley takes you around Hershey and tells you the historic sites and stuff. So I'm into that stuff. So I think we should do that next
time. As am I.
Well, I did find a home video from 1988 from Hershey Park. I don't know whose this is. It's 15 minutes. We might skip through a bit, but I just found it and I wanted to see what the park looked like when I was born, pretty much.
All right.
Let's see it. I've missed these like old home videos.
How's the volume?
It's kind of loud, I guess. I don't know. It's fine.
It was kind of loud for me.
Yeah. Okay, there's an old-ass Hershey Park sign at the... It looks like there's a forest at the entrance.
Oh, he's adjusting the volume on his own.
No, that's a tracking. Oh, yeah, he is adjusting the volume. Ugh, someone sneezed. Looks like a big hill to get in. I don't remember that. Whoa, the carousel's fucking... Holy shit, it's going so fast!
That's so fast.
That's ridiculous. That's way faster. The music sounds like it's going fast, too.
Dangerous.
That's definitely sped up beyond what it's supposed to do. We didn't go on the carousel. Oh, what's this?
Was it still there?
Oh, the little helicopters. That's cool. That's kind of like what they used to have at Salem Willows, kind of.
No.
Like the boats and stuff. But it's over water.
The boats were in water.
That's over water, I think. Maybe not.
No, it's not.
Helicopters stink. I don't want to go on that.
It's the same because it's a ride that just goes in a circle.
Yeah, but it goes up and down like Dumbo, I guess. Stupid kids. Hello.
Hi, kid.
Now what are they in? Now it looks like a helicopter on the ground. Why do these kids like helicopters so much?
This reminds me of like Little Big World. Is that what it's called? Hi, Dad.
Oh, yeah, Little Big World. There's rockets on there. I don't remember seeing that at all either.
This was not there.
We did not do kiddie rides, so.
That's true.
doesn't really matter. They do all look as old as that, though. Like, I don't think they've updated any of their rides. Yeah, I feel like I'm screaming over this. It's really friggin' annoying, too.
What's
all
that
this.
Thing?
What the hell? It's like a... Oh,
this
my God, that looks awful.
So much noise.
Yeah, this is really annoying. It's on wheels. Oh, God,
now
they're on
this,
these...
they do have at the Salem Mills, because I used to ride those motorcycles that these two little
yeah,
kids are on.
Oh, yeah, the motorcycles, those are cool. But they're all just going in a circle, all the same fucking
this
ride.
This is the same ride.
It's the same exact friggin' ride, except it's not on a hill. It's just just regular... Boy, I like the little car. Shut
Hi,
up.
Dad.
Shut up about Rye.
It's a son.
Yeah, that ride in the air that we just saw was like... they kind of have one in The Simpsons. I forget which episode, but it's like it goes up, and then it's like sideways, and then it's like it's like an octopus kind of thing. It looks fucking scary. You gonna say hi, Rye, again? Oh, you didn't say it.
Beep the horn, little kid.
Oh, this is like the turtles we went on.
I fucking love those turtles.
Yeah, this is the same thing, except they're just not turtles, where you're like... You're sitting in a little bench, and then you spin around, and crazy... Uh-oh.
Oh, he's in a bad mood. Or she.
Oh, man. I wish I was like a kid in the 80s and had that hair. That'd be so cool. Yep, there they go. Spinaroo.
Oh, this ride was so much fun at Storyland.
It really was. I didn't see this at Hershey Park.
I'm sure they didn't have it anymore.
Yeah, they might have gotten rid of it.
This is like a little midway section, though.
Yeah. These people aren't even doing the big rides. Ugh. You're going to fucking film the whole thing.
Danny, I want to go on something else.
Oh, there's a parade.
Well, there's a car.
It's a yellow buggy. What does that say? Lonely Heels?
Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Oh. Oh, so it's the Beatles?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not the real Beatles people.
Oh, it's the real Beatles. They're in Hershey Park. That girl hated it. That was weird. They literally, like, ran through the crowd. It wasn't like a... They wouldn't stop and do any entertainment. Oh, my God. How many spinning rides are you going to go on?
That's all they do. This kid's like, I want to be on there. Why am I not on there?
Oh, my God. You're just filming your kid in line for the ride? Stop. That's it. They honk and it goes...
Don't put horns on this goddamn ride.
It's a bee. Why is it honking? It doesn't make any sense. Ugh. Is there a fan in the back? I don't get it.
No, they're pressing the horn.
Why? Why is it so annoying?
Right guy.
Oh, the little swings. I can't go on those because I'm too big, but I like the big swings.
Hi, Rye.
Shut up about Rye.
How many times are you going to say hi to your son on the same day?
He's trying to go for a record. Have you ever been on swings like this that go really high up in the air?
Yeah, these don't go really high up in the air.
No, these are little kid ones, but I like the ones that go in the air.
I believe I went on them at Six Flags.
I went on them at Canobie Lake for the first
time. Maybe it was Canobie Lake.
And what's it called? Oh, yeah, I took pictures on Old Orchard Beach, remember? I went on it because you wouldn't go on it or whatever. Didn't she take pictures of me on it?
I don't think so. I don't remember.
I took a picture in front of it with you. I remember that.
No, he's not doing
it. Oh, are they on the monorail?
They're on the monorail.
Yes. Looks just exactly the same as it did when we went on it. Which, you know how unstable it is. And it's open air. There's no, like, doors or anything. Oh, I guess we're going
to
miss
Let's go back to a spinning ride, please.
Yeah, let's go back and watch these kids spin a fucking round again.
Yo, that kid is spinning a lot.
It's like the teacups,
Look at
only
this
they're
kid
going
right
in one
here.
Direction.
He's going so
oh,
fast.
Oh, my God. That kid has no qualms.
He's
going
to throw up when he gets off that.
He's real fucking sick. He's, like, stuck to the wall. He's going so fast. Why is he by himself?
Because you don't want someone to hold your back if you're trying to spin that fast.
Oh, there's another spinny one.
What is this, like a buzzsaw type thing?
Freaking buckets just go spin around the sides and then go straight.
When you get to the corner, it just whips you around.
Yeah. That's funny. That looks kind of fun. Why don't they make a big kid version of that?
Just whip around a few times and then get off.
Yeah. Just get some whiplash and that'll be fun. Oh my God. So boring.
Stop filming your kids.
The other kids don't go on anything. They just watch the little kids go on everything. How fun is that? Stupid.
Just little kid rides.
It's like, boring. Ah, what the hell's that? Stinky Pete.
It's a prospector.
A prospector and a freaking scary-ass Reese's PC. Or Reese's Cup. Why is there a cowboy? I don't get it.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah, I don't like that. What the hell's that?
A clown? No, it's a kiss.
No, it isn't.
It's got a kiss on its head.
Oh, my God. It's like a clown kiss. Oh, God. That's so scary. He's, like,
and then what
blackface.
What's this thing? A whatchamacallit? No, Golden Almond Toshiba.
Golden Almond? Oh, God, he's scary. He had a mustache, too. That was really weird.
Oh, Seals.
Oh, the Seal show is still there. We didn't go see it.
No, we didn't see them.
We missed it. Sea Lion Boogies. Squirt. Oh, he's spinning. He's so cute. Whoa, that's going real fast.
I bet they hate that.
Yay. They hate doing that?
Yeah.
Oh, and they get food for it. Oh, what's he doing? Oh, he's clapping.
He's clapping.
That's cute.
Wish we saw this.
They got balls. They're balancing them very well. How do they do that?
Oh,
she dropped.
I don't want to do it anymore.
Oh, she's clapping.
Yay. She caught it.
She's so cute. Oh, there was dolphins. I don't think there's dolphins there anymore.
I hope not.
No. They don't need to be in a pool like that. It's so small. It's like the size of your pool at your house.
There's
like,
no way they were in there the whole time, though.
No, but still, like, that's way too small.
Yeah.
That's really weird. Why would they think, like, oh, Hershey Park needs dolphins? It's not even a good climate.
I was just going to say the climate's all wrong.
It makes no sense. Those poor things. Great, they just
what
keep
do y'all think about that? That's
water.
All she says.
Job?
Joe.
Okay. They're doing the same thing over and over again. They're just flipping. Flipper. Oh boy, it's brand new. Pirouette. Oh, she did a little twisty.
She got way too close to the edge.
Yeah, that was really creepy. That was really weird. I don't know. Those poor things. This is just sad. I hate this.
It's just flipping.
They're in a fucking pool. Good. Attention. Oh, they're going to get that ball. It's very high up. Tessie. She's what?
How is she? It's like they're robots.
This sucks. She wants to do a pirouette again? Oh, she did the ball. Oh, she just touched it.
That's all she did. Just give it a little nose.
That's crazy. Oh, they have old cars there? Oh, it's like Tomorrowland Speedway.
Every ride. Every
oh, yeah,
theme
they have
park
like
had these.
Half of the antique ones, half are the Speedway ones.
Yeah.
That's cool. What's this one?
More teacups. Let's spin
it's
some
a
more.
Different teacup. What is it on? Why is it on wood? It's so weird. It's just like panels of wood.
Why do they only have spinning rides?
It looks like turds. I guess it's an acorn or something. It looks like a big fat ass poop.
Maybe it's a cocoa pod.
Oh, maybe.
I
really
doubt it.
It looks like shit, though. Maybe it's a rock? A geode or something? It looks like coal.
It's just spin
it's
as much as you
freaking
can.
Ugly. Yeah, it's just the teacups. So stupid. And the doors don't even look closed. Oh, it's just bars. Could easily fall
it's
out.
It's not a bar.
Oh, no, there's no door.
It's a string.
Yeah, there's a string. Here you go. You won't fall out. No big deal. Wow.
This woman looks like David Bowie.
That was the in haircut. David, do the David Bowie. Right. Why is it inside, too? What the hell?
Yeah, let's make it
it's
a little
really
louder.
Weird. Looks so shitty.
This guy hasn't gone on a single ride yet.
Oh, yeah. He just films everything. There's Rye Guy.
Oh, Rye Guy. Say hello, Rye.
All right. We get it. It spins. At least the adult, the teenagers went on it this time.
Finally.
They didn't get to go on shit before. I don't get how the teacups decide which thing they hook onto.
It's just the momentum of the way you're going.
That's crazy. What if there was another cup there?
It's spaced out, so it won't happen.
That's crazy. I don't get that. I don't know how math works. Oh, there's some flowers. There we go. Snapdragons.
Look at these poppies.
Poppy.
Did he leave the park?
Is he going to go to the freaking chocolate factory, or is it not even there? He looks like he's in the middle. Oh, there's a Matterhorn.
Let's spin some more.
So many spinning rides.
Himalaya.
Oh, Himalaya. Same fucking shit. Ugh, so boring.
This is like the Willows.
Yeah, this is...
Except the Willows only has one ride and it's closed.
Yeah, this is what we hated about Hershey Park. It looks just like a dank-ass carnival.
But it's all these rides.
I mean, the roller coasters weren't bad, but we didn't do any of them besides that one that was bad.
Yeah.
Dana!
Ryan!
Dana, get Ryan.
Thank God you got them to wave. Oh my God, if you didn't get that, this video would have been ruined.
Now, why do you put your home videos on YouTube?
I don't know. I wonder how many people even watch this. Oh, for cut. Ryan already looked. Shut the
Ryan,
fuck up.
Ryan, what are you doing, Ryan?
Why do you keep yelling at him? Oh. Oh, it's a show.
Oh,
oh,
nice
look at
hair.
That guy's hair. That's crazy.
He looks like a Slim Jim.
Standing straight up. Yeah, he looks like the Slim Jim guy. Or what was it? Yeah, I think that's what I'm thinking of. How's he get it standing up that high? Even the back is like straight up. Like
he probably
a
puts a lot of glue.
He's got a piano belt.
It's a cummerbund.
This is like 50s, but really fast. This is better than the music we saw, which was just
karaoke
DJ. Yeah. Yeah, they had the worst karaoke setup ever for some reason outside, really loud, and no one was doing it but the cast members.
I don't like that this time thing hasn't gone away.
I know. Why is it on? Why would you want that on your video the entire time? Oh, I'll go see what time we were at. Oh, some lady just kissed him.
David Bowie.
Oh, his wife did. Ew. It's very poofy hair. Oh my God. Just kissed her on the mouth.
Oh my God, he did.
What the fuck? That was gross.
Oh, that was intense.
That was really weird.
What about bacteria?
Yeah, I mean, he's not even good looking. That's my problem, is he's just disgusting. I don't want him kissing me. And like, you wouldn't be able to have that option if you just did it.
He's like a teenager who just...
So creepy.
Just fresh out of high school.
He looks super old, but with his hair, he looks like he's trying to be young. Oh, I thought he put the mic in his pants.
Yeah, he's done that a bunch.
Oh, he's crazy. It's ridiculous how much energy he has. Oh, the girls are playing guitar or bass.
That guy looks like Rick Moranis.
What the hell?
Ryan!
Ryan, are you watching? Oh, they look like Grease. Oh, Locomotion, I love this song. Oh, I love those pants. I want some like that. Like Sandy wears in Grease.
Yeah.
I want those so bad.
They're just spandex, right?
And those, look, they have sequin jackets, but like leather jackets.
They're like pleather, yeah.
They look like Sandy.
They're plastic.
I really want to dress up like Sandy. I need to lose weight, too. Also, because she has like really skinny legs. Man, every night and day, we'll keep on burning.
What was that?
Just threw his
keyboard. You missed the good part.
He's like, oh, I better film again.
Well, that guy looked like
Mr.
Turner.
Oh, yay, we're leaving Hershey and everyone's dead.
Bye.
Why is everyone so tired? You didn't even do anything.
He's making him act like that. You better act this way for my family.
The entrance looked so much nicer before.
For my home
videos. Look at all those lights. Those weren't there.
I can't believe we watched this whole thing.
Yeah, fuck these people. Ryan. Oh.
Oh, what?
I think he taped over his kid's parade or whatever. That's his Christmas thing. Right?
Yeah.
Or make the world a brighter place. I think that's what they were singing.
Yeah, I'm done with this.
Wow. Nice job, asshole. He's like, remember that time at Hershey? It's way better than that stupid stage play Ryan did.
Remember that time we planted a flag somewhere for peace?
Fuck that.
Let's go to Hershey.
Yeah, let's do that instead. Okay.
Why does it keep playing? All right, now I know.
So next... we went to Pennsylvania and went and did some Mr. Rogers stuff.
Which was awesome.
Wonderful. But that'll be in the vlog. We don't have to discuss it.
Correct.
Wasn't a theme park. So then we went to Williamsburg, Virginia, and we started our weekend at Water Country, USA. Not to be confused with Water Country, New Hampshire.
If you're from our area, yeah, there's Water Country.
I got a commercial for Water Country USA, which is the park we did go to. And then I have a Water Country commercial for our reference for our Water Country at home. Because I kept singing the song that was from the Water Country commercial at Water Country USA that I had to keep shoehorning in the USA part. Because
That's because in our childhood. It was every other commercial during the summertime.
Yeah, and we'd sit at home all day in the summer watching TV in the hot blazing. Well, at least me. My house was so hot, I didn't have air conditioning. So I just sat there and watched the kids have fun at Water Country on the TV.
I think I went outside and played.
I did too, but like if it was hot and you had to rest.
Well, we had a little pool that we would all...
Yeah, we had that, but it wasn't enough.
Well, it was the communal pool for the kids.
Oh, we had a little
The neighborhood kids.
Pool.
Yeah, it was. And it was a little kiddie pool.
Oh, okay. Well, I liked watching TV also. So
I liked swimming.
So let's see what Water Country USA 1994 was like advertising, and then we'll see the other one. Let's see. See if we see anything that we actually went to. Oh, it's very quiet.
Yep, I'm turning
it up. Grammy. It doesn't look very fun. Oh, the curl. I think we went on that.
We did the colossal curl.
Colossal curl. Oh, the wave pool's there. We didn't do that. Ah, that was a shitty commercial anyways.
That was really shitty.
Yeah. Oh, well. Sorry.
That's all right.
We saw like one tube thing that we
learned.
On. We didn't go on the wave pool, though.
See,
we
now
just stayed
this,
away.
I know this Water Country one is going to be super loud.
But it's so great. So this is what I was singing the whole time we were on the little lazy river, the slow one. I was singing this. There, you guys can have a little jingle.
Oh my, I forgot about that part.
Water Country's a very cool spot. There's no better place to feel and be young. Water Country, have some fun. Yeah.
Ooh, the Tunnel of Terror.
Ooh, that was fun. $60? I would not buy that. Place sucks.
You get to bring a friend.
Ooh, Water Country.
Hurry before the price
goes up. Water Country. Water Country. Oh, it did it again. Oh, come on. Why does it keep repeating?
It's broken.
Have some fun. Wow, that was a repeating fucking song. I hope that's all stuck in your head now.
Holy shit.
Water Country. Does everybody remember Water Country? No. No, that's stuck in your head.
Holy cow.
I couldn't find any videos at Water Country USA because we did enough, I think, for our vlog. So.
Well, we didn't do much.
We couldn't film a lot because they don't allow the cameras on most of the slides. So.
Right, and we didn't have the proper equipment that they do allow.
Yeah, some of them allowed GoPros and some didn't allow anything.
But you had to have a chest mount or a wrist mount.
Yeah.
You couldn't have a head mount.
Right. I think even some of them didn't allow it at all, though.
Right.
So you couldn't have like flip-flops or anything like that on. You couldn't have any articles. You just put it in the cubby at the bottom and then come back and get it. But we put our stuff in a locker. Paid like $15 for the day or something.
They were real jerks about it.
I know. It was good, though, because it was raining all the time that day. And there was no lines because everyone left. And we were just walking around in the pouring rain. It was amazing. We got on every slide real fast.
My advice to everyone is go to the water park on a hot, rainy day.
Yeah, if you can plan to be on a rainy day, I would do that.
Because everyone leaves.
Yep.
But it's fine. You don't even
notice.
It's
awesome. It's like you get the whole park to yourself. I would hate standing in those lines because you're on these stairs that are, you know, in the middle of the woods and it's nothing to see or anything, nothing to do. You don't have your phone. Just like standing on a stairwell for like 45 minutes sometimes. And it's like, great. I can't wait to get on that slide that takes 1 minute to go down. So
yeah, that part sucked.
Yeah, if we were waiting in line, it probably wouldn't have been as fun. But because we didn't, I had a really good time.
Also because we didn't, it felt like more of a workout.
That's true.
Because
we're just running up the stairs.
Running upstairs all day. And Water Country USA, I don't know about New Hampshire, I've never been. Water Country USA, the terrain is not even.
No, there's one part that's a very steep hill that we put our lockers on and I very much regret putting them up there.
Yeah, that was a bad move.
Yeah. The lazy rivers were both great. The Hubba Hubba Highway, the faster one, was much better than the other colder, slower one. That one was nice and relaxing, but you have to really get used to it. It's very cold. I don't know why the Hubba Hubba Highway is much warmer.
Moving, energy, friction.
Yeah, so I would do both lazy rivers. We didn't do the wave pool. I would have done it if they allowed tubes in it, but...
There were no tubes.
No tubes in the wave pool. I've never even heard of that. But you could wear a life vest. I've had a bad experience with the wave pool at Water Country and I almost like drowned in it. So I don't want to ever do that again. And then we did like all the tubes that have two or more people, like it's either two or four, everything that needed four, you could also do two. So we just went on with both of us and that was fine. There's only like, I think three slides that you can go on alone. The rest of them have like two or four people. So if you're going by yourself, you're probably screwed up.
Yeah, we didn't go on any of the lone ones.
Nah, but they were really fun. There was one, the Colossal Curls, right in the front.
The Colossal Curl was so much fun.
That was amazing. It was like so big. It was a huge slide. Like the raft was huge, and then on top of that, like the tube was huge, and then they have this big thing that goes literally directly up. It's like a wall, and your tube goes right up it and then right back down it. And we really went up high, even though I couldn't really tell on the tube. But
it's
like,
scary, too, because if you let go, you're going down.
Oh, don't let go.
You're holding. You have to protect yourself on this.
And they have another one that's very, like, almost all in the dark, which was great. I couldn't see anything that was coming.
Oh, that one was fun, too. Yeah, all the ones in the dark was a lot. You fell out of one of them.
Oh, yeah. I fell off at the end of,
did you fall through or did you fall off?
I just fell off the tube at the end. Like, I thought it was, well, it just ended and I fell off, like, at the bottom.
I went over you. I'm like, what the hell just happened?
That's all right. It was still fun.
It was still fun.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for that. We had some good food there. They had a candy shop there, and the burgers were good. We had a good chocolate cake. There was a couple gift shops. It was pretty nice. I mean, it wasn't, like, dank in any sort of way. There was no, like, disgusting. Even the bathrooms were pretty nice.
Yeah.
I feel like it was really well-kept park, considering water parks are really hard to keep up with.
My biggest gripe was that the food wasn't made to order.
No, it was already made.
But
that's
because it was a slow day.
Yeah, there was no one ordering or buying food. There was no one there. So we just bought whatever the hell was up, you know.
Go on a busy day and then you order your food.
Yeah, but then you have to wait in line.
Don't like the no free refills either.
Yeah, there was a refill of a mug. It was probably like $15 or $20 that you could get for the day.
But so. I think you still have to pay to refill it.
Oh, did you? I don't even remember.
Yeah, I think it was like,
I think Busch Gardens, you definitely have to pay like either $1 or $3 to refill it.
It's like $3. Yeah, it was strange.
It's stupid. I think you should get one for the day and just have it. But we brought water and they had a lot of water fountains, cold water fountains, which was nice. Yeah, that's pretty much it. There was nothing else that I can really remember, but it was good. I would go back. I definitely want to go back. I think if we get a good group of people, too, it would be really fun.
Water parks are awesome. I had no idea.
I didn't either. I didn't think we were going to like it very much. But it was like you could buy the two-day tickets for Busch Gardens, which weren't much more than the one day. So I was like, all right, we'll just do a water park one day and Busch Gardens the next day. So that would be great. And it was. So then.
Oh, you wanted me to press play?
No.
Oh.
We went to Busch Gardens the next day.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
This is a Busch Gardens thing.
Yeah. I guess I found the commercial collection for Busch Gardens Williamsburg.
We're
going to
see all of them.
We'll see what they were advertising for new attractions and stuff like that. And then I also found an attraction that I guess had gone away. I didn't really look it up, like what years it was there or anything. But in the comments, everyone was like, I miss this ride so much. I can't believe it's gone. And what they replaced it with is crap, blah, blah, blah. So
it's a story of every theme park ever.
Yeah, I was like, this is perfect. Sounds just like all the attractions we do. So we'll do that. So we met up with Kate and Marsh for this trip. Very fun. Nice to have people who know how to get around the park.
Yes, they were familiar with the theme park.
Yeah, we had never been there. Well, I had been there when I was like 12 and I don't remember any of it. So that's just doesn't make any difference.
Yeah.
How'd you think about Busch Gardens?
All right, so I guess I'm just not a roller coaster guy and they have a lot of big roller coasters.
Yeah, we did go on a couple.
We went on one.
Well, a smaller one, like the Auto one, Autobahn, whatever it was called.
Oh, okay, yeah. And we went on the Viking one.
Oh, yeah. And we did, the biggest one we did was Apollo's Chariot. We did that first.
Which was fun.
I liked it. I didn't think it was that scary. I mean, it was going up really high. That was probably the worst part is like going up took forever.
Yeah.
But I loved it. I think it was great. I think I shook up a little bit, but I got over it real quick, so.
The food was very good. It was the food and wine, so that helped.
Food and wine was amazing. We got the 10 food pass for $50. So if you get anything that's five or over, you're getting a deal on it. Or
yes.
At least your
money
back.
Yeah, don't waste your money on anything under $5.
Yep. And how'd you like, what was your favorite food item?
Well, that's a good question because I don't really remember.
I think mine was either the bulgogi steak.
Oh, the chimichurri I loved.
I think I like the bulgogi better because it was a better marinade on it.
I also really liked the she crab soup.
Oh, that was probably my favorite, I think, was the she crab soup.
Oh, and I saw fireflies for the first time in my entire life.
I know. I can't believe you had never seen them before, but I guess they're not up here. I guess they're more south.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
But it was really cool.
Yeah, and we saw horses.
I've seen horses.
But they were so nice. They were little cute horses.
They were super cute horses.
Yep, and we did a couple water rides.
Right, we did the Buzzsaw?
The Lascoot.
Yeah, that was it.
Yep.
That was a funny ride.
Yeah, we saw shit in the line.
Someone shit in the line. A human person. A human adult shit in the line.
It's really fucking gross.
And then we did the Eyre, the Eyrie.
Yeah, the Battle of Eyrie in Ireland. They have like a virtual reality type Soarin' ride where you wear the virtual reality goggles. I liked it a lot. I think it was like the graphics were better than I thought they were going to be.
They were much better. Well, so they were better than I thought they were going to be, but they weren't great.
No, it was still hard to like follow what was happening and what the story was and stuff. There was a dragon, there was fairies and all this stuff and bad guy, whatever. And I like that you can look around, though, and see it all around you. Like, I kept looking behind me, below me,
yeah,
above me.
Yeah, it was everywhere.
Yeah.
It was a full...
Even though the story was mostly in front of me, I kept looking everywhere else just to, like...
It was a full 360.
Yeah.
Like, I kept looking at you, but I couldn't see you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I hit my side of my chair at one point, like, where the goggles were being held. I think I hit that with my goggles, but whatever. It was fun. And, we also did like Pompeii, which was just like a Splash Mountain type thing, except it just went up and went down. It was so easy. And what else? I mean, that's pretty much it. We did a couple of rides. I don't really remember what else.
Did they have a like a ski lift type ride that we did?
No, they did, but we didn't do
it. Okay.
Yeah, we didn't do that. I can't remember what else we did.
The only thing we really waited in line for was the Invader ride.
Yeah, the wooden roller coaster type thing.
And that was cool, but it wasn't great.
Yeah, it was all right. It was good, but I wouldn't have waited that long for it ever again.
No, me neither.
Problem I have with Busch Gardens is their quick pass is just going up the exit just like a handicapped person would. And people were taking advantage of that like crazy. Like, we kept not getting on Invader because the guy was kept filling the back of the train every time someone came up in the quick pass. So we kept waiting after train after train after train. It's like, we've waited this whole time. People did not wait. I know they paid, but they have to go in a different part then. Like, they can't just keep filling the back of the train.
It was very unorganized. The people working there were either not trained or they didn't care.
They didn't, both. Like, it was just ridiculous. So, Busch Gardens, if you hear this, friggin' figure out your quick pass. You need to just make a different line for them.
Yeah, get that shit together.
You need to make it as if it's a single rider and they're going like past the line but not cutting it at the end.
It shouldn't be that hard.
No. You just mix them in somewhere at some point in the queue. It's not that hard. You just make a little ramp for them and that's it. That's all you have to do. Because not many people are buying it anyways, but the people who are keep filling the goddamn seats that we were trying to get to.
Right. So. We got cut like 6 times.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I like the shows. They had some good shows.
Yeah, we did the German show.
The Germany show. Germany has a little area where you can go and get beer.
Yeah.
We were lucky enough to have a well-known brewer.
Yeah, the dog.
Flying Dog.
Flying Dog.
And they were in there and they spoke to us about their beer and they gave out samples.
Yeah, that was cool. They had like 30 beers on tap there, I think.
Right,
maybe
and
more.
They like the guy behind the counter knew how to pour everything correctly.
Yeah, it was very good and their pretzels were delicious. The quick service place there is very big. It was like, it's the biggest quick service I've ever seen.
It was huge.
It was like 2 cafeterias full. Like, it was, there was so many chairs. There was always tables that you could sit at. And the stage is right in the middle and they perform on both sides. So you get a good view no matter where you are.
And I mean, they're playing like, one of them was playing a tuba.
Yeah. They were playing real music and real dancing and real singing. It was
awesome. They
were
very talented.
Yeah. And then they had a little smaller group in Ireland that were doing a little show outside they were great as well. They were doing like folk music. They were awesome. So I love the live entertainment. I want to see more of it next time. There's an English show I want to see. So they have a Sesame part that we didn't go to, but I want to go to that just if I'm allowed to.
Yeah, if we're allowed to, we'll see.
I want to meet like Elmo or something like if I can.
Big Bird.
Yeah, so that'd be cool. And they do a bunch of tours there and stuff too. So I think next time we'll do more in-depth tours of Busch Gardens and see everything and do everything.
Yeah.
So let's watch these commercials and see what they're advertising.
I hope they're good.
Through the years. Yes, let's hope so. Oh, this is an oldie.
Oh, Memories of Laughter.
We didn't go on any of these. The carousel, the water ride.
I don't think any of them there anymore.
No, that water ride was there. Oh, is this the food and wine? It looked like food and wine. This music is weird. It sounds like sad.
Yeah. It's like...
This is weird.
This is the last trip you're going on with your family.
Oh, by the way, Anheuser-Busch doesn't own it anymore. It's by SeaWorld now. That's SeaWorld owns that in Water Country USA. Busch Gardens, the old country. I don't even know
what
that
the hell is.
What the hell is this? Oh my God, there was like a freaking showgirl from Vegas.
Is that what they just called it back then, the old country?
Maybe. Maybe it was changed names.
Oh, maybe this is a different Busch Gardens.
Busch Gardens? No.
It's all Williamsburg?
Yeah. It said Williamsburg. That's Williamsburg. Oh, the pirate ride. I hate that. Tonight?
Yeah.
Oh.
Busch Gardens presents three very good reasons to vacation in Virginia. Our beach.
Our beach. Life's a beach.
Our history. And
history.
Our Europe.
Our Europe? Oh, yeah. Busch Gardens has, like, Europe.
This year, come to Busch Gardens and experience
sounds like Vincent
the
Price.
Thrills, color,
it
and
does.
So creepy.
Here in the heart of Virginia.
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 Busch Gardens, Williamsburg.
Yeah, okay. There's no people playing a violin at your table side.
Only closer.
Only closer.
It's open on the weekends.
Oh, open the weekends? Oh, so scary. Oh, the Loch Ness.
Oh, is that what this is?
Yeah. They had a Loch Ness roller coaster.
Marsh went on it, right?
No. It was too late, I think. But. Ooh, is it scary? Oh, God, that's scary. Why did it have to scare me in a commercial?
I like this animation.
I do, too, but why is it so scary? Oh, God.
This is, well, I don't like that animation. Scary.
The old country Busch Gardens. So I guess it used to be called the old country. Asphalt Acres.
Some
what the fuck
parks
is that?
Offer the kind Swelter of
Island.
Not real. Avoid.
World of Waiting. That's funny.
That's why Busch Gardens escape to Busch Gardens, where the thrills come in all
but
sizes.
You still have to wait.
Elmo.
And it's still hot.
In the shade of a
Pompeii.
European setting.
I like Pompeii.
With animal
I like the guy that was paying to squirt people on Pompeii.
Yeah,
that was
that
so fucking funny. He was just shooting people right in the face. It was awesome.
It's paid so much money just to squirt people.
More fun for everyone. Oh, spooky. Sometimes the only way to lift a curse is to meet it straight on. This must be the ride that we're going to watch.
Oh,
or in this case, straight down.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. This
it's
is the one
werewolf.
We did. This is the Autobahn one or whatever, right?
I don't
so
think so.
It's supposed to be a werewolf on ours. Yeah. What's this? Ah! Jesus Christ. The dark side has arrived. Oh, the Curse of Dark Castle. That's what we're going to watch.
That. Now that you mentioned
Spring
the Autobahn one, I loved it.
I did too.
Because of that. Didn't know it was coming.
I keep forgetting
weekend,
what the name of it was.
My family and I took a trip to Europe.
This weekend?
This weekend?
We saw the great cities of Europe.
No, you didn't.
High over Big Ben.
High over Big
Zoomed
Ben?
Zoomed around Paris.
No, you didn't. You lie.
Solo over the Colosseum. I could almost touch it.
Nuh-uh, you're lying.
You really didn't do all that in one weekend, did you?
Nope, we did it all in under 5 minutes.
Europe in the air.
Europe in the air?
Adventure.
What?
Soaring.
We should do
through
that.
Europe.
Don't forget your fun
Europe
card.
In the air?
Day,
oh, I should have looked that up. I want to see if it's new, like Soren. Maybe we'll open the next episode with that. Put your hands up! Oh god, it's so poppy. It sounds like a Disney Channel song.
Times have changed.
Oh my god. Ah!
Oh, Grover was riding
this ride. I
didn't
know there was a roller coaster in Sesame Street Land. Put your hands up!
Wait, did it just repeated?
Do they got it? I don't think they got it. Do they got it?
I hope so.
Pay for a day. What?
Just gotta pay once.
So you just pay for a day and you have an annual pass?
Yep.
Okay.
Discover the unexpected.
Oh, a tiger!
Oh, a white tiger.
Ooh,
a gorilla.
A gorilla was running. Tampa. Oh, yeah, Tampa. I went there once. It was
you told me this was Tampa. I mean,
I thought it was all Williamsburg, but maybe not. Oh, it's just doing all of them.
Oceans come to life, though it's beyond any aquarium.
Polar bear.
Busch Gardens, Williamsburg.
Yeah.
Where roller coasters rage, yet it's more than an amusement park.
Oh, what is it then? More? 1-800-55-SHAMU. They're not going to use that one anymore. Oh.
Asks, have you pierced the Earth's core lately?
No.
Always.
How do I do that? Is this the Curse of Dark Castle? Oh! Oh! Oh, God, it's going to fall!
That would be scary.
That's like Soren. Oh, boy. This looks just like Soren.
That's what this is.
No.
Then come to Busch Gardens.
Oh, what's this?
We'll do our best to spice up your travel plans.
Oh.
Fierce plunge slalom on the new Questor now at Busch Gardens.
Questor.
Where it's going, you.
Oh, it looks like Dreamfinders. Questor. Okay, so Questor sounds a lot like Europe, flyover Europe or whatever.
Except it's made up land.
So we have to watch all these. I mean, I don't even know if the ride throughs are on YouTube, but I want to see what if they're like Soarin' or if they're worse.
And hang out in
it looks
the
worse.
It's a lot of the same stock footage.
Yeah. Yearly, it doesn't change much.
Stay out late and see the whole transform for
Illuminates. What the fuck? They didn't have that when we were there.
I love me some Illuminites.
I love fireworks. Yeah. There was no fireworks
the
at
evening ours. Felt very bland.
Yeah, I could use some fireworks. What's
Ooh,
this?
Ooh, spooky.
This looks like a friggin' Blair Witch Project.
It's Halloween Haunted Horror Nights.
Oh, you're right. What's they call it? I forget what they call it. Spooktacular or whatever?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't spooktacular.
People were signing up for the commercial or something.
Spooktacular
when we were there?
Would be an awesome theme park thing. They should do that.
I think it is. I've heard of it before.
I don't think I've ever heard of that. I've heard of, what's our Spooky World? Spooky World we used to have.
Hollow Scream.
Hollow Scream?
That's stupid.
Spooktacular is way better. I'm going to write them a note.
Hi, I'm Phil Rayburn.
Hey, Phil.
Oh, hi, Phil.
Oh, he's the producer.
This
year,
the oh, good. Scare is everywhere. Oh, it
so
is.
Expect the unexpected.
Okay, I will.
Wherever
Thank
you
me.
Go.
Well, you just told me to expect it.
We'll
be so.
There.
Oh, all right.
Hollow Scream runs Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays.
Nice.
From September 24th.
That's it?
Through October
yeah,
31st.
No one wants to go during the week.
And remember.
Ah! Is it a, what the hell is that? Abominable? What the hell was that?
I don't know.
It looks
it
like a sheep.
Just like a big scary monster.
Yeah, what the hell? What's this? Is this the ride we went on?
This is terrifying. What ride do you think we went on?
It's a crying, weeping angel.
We didn't go on any scary rides.
Why are there so many scary rides at Busch Gardens? Why? I want to see all these.
A little spider there. Did you
Maybe
see?
This is Hollow Scream
crawlers.
Again.
Oh, an eyeball.
That was cool. Oh, God, the zombies.
Jump scares.
No. I'm not doing this. Nope.
Hollow nope. Scream.
I do not do haunted. Oh! I do not do Haunted Mansion.
Oh, Frozen.
Haunted Mansion, Haunted Houses.
We do the Haunted Mansion. Haunted Mansion is easy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. La la la, there's illumination all
Sometimes,
over.
If you wish hard enough,
yeah?
You get exactly what you want for Christmas.
Well, it's certainly not Busch Gardens.
What's
Welcome
that?
To Christmas Town.
Christmas Town?
Celebration.
What?
Tickets
Isn't Christmas Town in a movie or something?
Christmas Town
is here.
That's
Christmas
it.
Town. I know that's from something. Someone's got to tell me.
There's Halloween Town.
Right in. Halloween Town. I think there's Christmas Town. Oh, from Nightmare Before Christmas, right? Isn't it Christmas Town?
I thought it was Christmas Land.
No, I think it's Halloween Town. Right. No, what's their place called? There's this Halloween Town, right?
Halloween Land. No, Halloween Town is from the Disney.
Halloween Town movie.
Right.
But then what is it in? It's definitely Christmas Town in Nightmare Before Christmas. What's the Halloween one called? Oh boy, people are probably yelling at us through the speakers.
That's fine. I can't hear them.
I can't think of it. Halloween Land?
It must be Halloween Town,
Halloween
I guess.
Halloween Town? Sounds right.
In our town of
Halloween. This is Halloween. Dee.
Maybe it's just Halloween.
Halloween?
Yeah.
I think it's Halloween Town.
That's a ripoff.
And Christmas Town.
And Easter Town?
Yeah, and Valentine Town.
And St. Patrick's Day Town?
Yeah, that was all of them. Anyway, so let's see. Curse of Dark Castle. Curse of Dark Castle, the ride and full POV ride.
It's like Dark Asshole.
Does it say what year? Can you like go down a bit and see if it says what year? I can't tell. I don't know when this opened. It doesn't say.
I can click the show more button and see.
I still don't see it. Oh, well.
Nope, it's not there. This includes 3D. It's going to look bad.
Oh, no. But people love this. I don't know where it was. I know it was replaced by something craptacular, so.
Craptastic.
Yeah. So, we'll just watch Curse of Dark Castle. I'm not going to say Dark Castle because there's only one K.
Dark Castle.
Curse of Dark Castle.
Oh, we've seen them before.
I'm excited. It looks like we're... Oh, it looks like Harry Potter Town.
What should we ever? Not everything is a town.
Looks like Ireland, kind of, but I can't really tell where it is. Oh, are we on a dark ride already?
Why did the lights go out? We're in the middle of.
Oh shit! This is scary. Oh.
Because I wanted to go on a ride.
There's a cauldron talking to us and lighting
up. A tree.
Up. Oh, and a tree. Oh, this is awesome.
Oh.
Oh, this is 3D. That's so cool.
That would have been really cool.
Oh, they have screens, but it looks awesome.
Oh, so this...
This is like a Universal ride. Oh, God, that was scary. That probably would have been really scary if I had 3D glasses on. Oh, this looks like Haunted Mansion with the hallway. Oh,
it's kind of like...
I introduce you to my friends. It's like your blood.
Tower of Terror, too.
Yeah. Oh, this is awesome. Oh, it's very scary.
This would be very scary.
Knights that are chopping at us. Oh, there's air and mist and shit.
Oh, a dog.
Oh, a doggy. Is he going to play the piano?
Oh. Becomes scary.
Now it's like Sorcerer Mickey where it's a tornado of music shit. Oh, who the hell's that guy?
He's the bad guy. That's Darkcastle.
He's got like fire coming out of him. He was like a jet engine.
He's a tornado.
Ah. What's this? Is this Aladdin? They're throwing shit at us. Oh, it's a table of dinner.
I can see why everyone likes
food
this ride.
Fight. Oh, he's going to cut us. His head was on the platter. That's
Uh-oh.
Funny. It looks like there's a background with like actual furniture, and then there's just like holograms
with like
3D
an invisible screen,
coming
yeah.
on top of it. Oh, it's awesome. This would have been very scary if we got the mist and all that stuff.
You would have been screaming the whole time.
A lot of Haunted Mansion like paintings and stuff, too. Oh, now we're in a theater? Oh, a fireplace? Holy shit, that's a big fireplace.
Oh, no.
Oh, look, and the portrait's talking. Oh, my God, we went in the fire?
We're done.
That's crazy. Is this hell? Where are we?
It's certainly not heaven.
Oh, I don't know what's going on now. It's all dark. Someone's... Oh, we're going up high. Oh, boy.
We're on top of the castle.
Oh, we're going through the castle.
Dark Castle's mother's
oh,
trying
look,
to help
like
us.
It's like Casper. We're following the ghost.
Oh. Get me out of here. The
castle's falling on us. Oh, God, he's holding us. He's pushing us.
He's got a snake coming out of his mouth.
Out of his mouth?
Yeah.
Ooh. What the hell's this? Uh-oh, are we going to fall?
Mazza.
Looks like we're going to fall down the hole. Oh, God, he keeps jumping at us.
Oh, that was weird. That really took me out of it.
Yeah, it froze.
No, it switched to a different screen.
Yeah. Who is this guy?
He's
Dark
Castle.
We're falling through the roof. Oh, he fell. Now we're in his atrium. Oh, now he's jumping on us. Now what's this?
Oh, no.
Is this an organ?
It's another tree.
Oh, it's a tree. Oh, the spooky trees. I like the trees from Wizard of Oz. Ooh, he's going to open the door. Oh! Wait, are you a girl? I don't get it.
No. His mother was helping us the whole time.
Oh, did she turn on us?
No, she was. She said, they're beyond your reach. She got us to freedom.
Yay, that was awesome. Aw, man, where'd they... Now I want to know what they got rid of.
Thanks, Grandma Darkcastle.
Now I want to know what was here instead. Even the vehicle's pretty cool looking. I don't know what it is exactly, but... Please get looks cool. World, possessions, and exit carefully. Oh, don't forget your worldly possessions. Dark Castle. And we hope the rest of your Dark Castle. Is just as like terrifying. Oh. You don't like how wet it is?
That's what she said.
That's what she didn't say. Haha. That was awesome.
That was a really cool ride.
I bet there's even a few more of those, like flying over Europe and shit like that. I want to see those. Maybe we'll do another Busch Gardens. Maybe we'll do another episode on it when we go back.
Yes.
So we'll do more extinct attractions from Busch Gardens.
Right.
Didn't realize that they had dark rides and like screen
That was
rides.
So cool.
How could you get rid of that and put whatever? I didn't see anything comparable to that there, so.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, look what was it? Curse of Dark Castle. See what's there instead. I bet it's like that Finnegan's Flyer shit that was so boring and stupid looking. The only thing that was like, there wasn't any dark rides. It was just that one that we did, like, there was a pre-show for that 3D type virtual reality one, which was all right, but it wasn't, like, amazing. And there was no Haunted Mansion or anything like that. Ugh. The comments said, I think, what they got rid of.
It says Sand Serpent.
Sand Serpent? What the hell's that?
Is
that closed also? Maybe, because I didn't see that on the map at all.
Status removed, replaced by Wild Mouse.
Wild
but now it
mouse.
Says Sand Serpent. Formerly Cheetah Chase is a Wild Mouse roller coaster.
Oh, it's like one
it's
of
like
those
a kiddie
small,
ride.
Yeah, small roller coaster. Wow, what a waste of space. That is so dumb.
I can't believe they did that.
I can't believe they had all that in there and they just got rid of it. That still looked new. That looked like brand new. Like it
that
didn't
was
look
awesome.
Old. Wow.
That was on par to me with the Gringotts.
Yes, that's what it reminded me of.
It Gringotts. Wasn't, I guess it wasn't really a roller coaster.
You didn't
coaster.
Do like a whole lot of up and down, but it reminded me of like Spider-Man and Universal.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, it was a lot like that with the water and everything. Man, if anyone went on that and you're hearing this, let us know how it was. Let us know what you miss about Busch Gardens.
I was going to say leave a comment, but we're not vlogging.
Contact us on Facebook or Twitter or email. I just want to hear anyone who's been to Busch Gardens, either Williamsburg or Tampa, and you've been, you know, way back when they had good rides, I guess. If anyone misses any of them, if you went on this, let us know. I'd like to hear from you.
Yeah, I want to hear about this one.
Me too. Okay, so final. We went to Nostalgia Night at Storyland. And
21 plus.
21 plus. We get 2 hours of rides. We really got three because we got in at like 5:30 and the rides were stopping at 8:30. So it was great. We went here all the time when we were younger and they've added a few things since then. But we got to see some of the rides that we used to go on. We got Mr. Geyser's Wild Ride on the, like a flume ride type thing. Not flume.
No, it's more, it's a like spinning Wild Rapids.
Wild Rapids one. So we did that. We got on the wooden roller coaster, which was amazing. Like for such a small roller coaster, it was great.
Oh, the new one they have? Yeah. The, it was
like
a dragon?
Dinosaur.
Dinosaur. That's what it was.
Yeah, dinosaur.
That was so good.
It was great.
It was like a minute long.
I was so surprised. And we got right on. It was a real big line at the end of the night because people didn't get to the back of the park right away. What we did was we went right to the back of the park.
Yeah, everyone else was like, let's do all the old things we remember taking pictures on. Right, and we were like, nah.
Yeah. They're actually doing another one July 9th, which, you know, would be after this comes out. But it's on like a Wednesday night, so we can't go. But if they do it again next year, I'm going to do it, I think. It was only like $14 to go in, I think, or $17 or something stupid.
$17.
And we got a lot of rides in, I want to say.
They were. I mean, you get beer. You have to buy it. But the food was surprisingly good.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. And
it wasn't very crowded.
No, it was pretty decent. We didn't wait in like any lines, really.
The only problem was near the end of the night, it was tough finding something that was still open.
Yeah, they were closing stuff super early. Hopefully, I don't know if they will, but I really think they should invest in lights around the park and have it open later.
Because normally, they close at 5.
Yeah, and they're only open seasonally, so they're open during the summer. I think they should open late at night, especially on the weekends where people can come out late at night and ride stuff. I think it would be awesome. We didn't get to go on Polar Coaster, which used to be my favorite ride like of all time.
The Bamboo Shoots was my favorite.
Oh, yeah, Bamboo Shoots. That was great. It's a log flume. I don't know why it wasn't open. I think it was like under construction or something during the day. So,
yeah, it's seasonal. It's right now it's just under construction.
I think it was just being refurbished.
That sucks.
Because it wasn't even open during the day. So that's why
it's such a good ride.
Yeah. We went around all the little storybook places. We wanted to take a picture of Cinderella, but they closed that early. At the end of the night, we did like a mine tour, and it was so funny because like people were drunk by then, and there was this one guy who was just like ridiculously drunk.
It was fun because you wanted to, when you're on this, when you do these things, you want to say like penis.
Yeah.
And you want to
do that.
You were allowed to do it. And they went along with it. Like, yeah. They were having a good time, too.
Like, imagine if you're in Disney and you don't have to be filtered. You don't have to worry about kids being around. You can just be an adult. And everyone's there for the same reason. Everyone was there because they all, like us, grew up as kids going to Storyland. And now, like, 15, 20 years later, they're all going back as adults who can drink and whatever.
The people in front of us on that ride were from the Midwest.
Yeah. People came out big time to get to this.
It was crazy.
It sold out in maybe like 10 minutes, I think.
Yeah, we got lucky.
Yeah, we did.
We probably got the first tickets.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just so happy we got them. That was so fun. And I really want to do it again. I think adults only in a theme park, even for a few hours, is just like the best thing.
Yeah.
It's great.
And I mean, it's good for them because they made all their regular ticket sales. And then on top of that,
beer sales.
I'm talking like the regular day.
Oh, right.
And they
charge
$50 a ticket during the day.
Right. They close at 5 no matter what.
And then they were like, well, let's just open it up for a couple hours. Yeah. We'll charge 7. And there was thousands of people there.
Yeah. It was great. I'm sure that was a huge success for them.
It didn't feel like thousands of people.
Yeah. It was awesome.
It's a small park, but it fit people well.
Yeah. So we're going to have a vlog on that too once we get all the road trip ones down. Yeah, so we'll get that up. But I picked up some videos that we can watch. Oh, and the another thing that they had a few things that were nostalgic pieces, like archived pieces, basically.
Yeah, rides long gone.
Yeah, so they had Cinderella's pumpkin that they used to use for the coach ride. They have like this fake horse ride, like a pumpkin that you can ride in, but then they have fake horses in the front, and it's really just a car.
The horse's feet are like 3 feet off
the
ground.
Yeah, it's great. I love it. It's so campy. But then they had the Voyage to the Moon vehicles that are part of the Omnimover that I loved. You'd go up to the moon, you'd go up this long hill, and then you kind of go around the whole thing, kind of like Spaceship Earth, I guess, but not like, you know, you go straight up first and then you go all the way turning down and seeing all these different areas. I don't even remember what it was about. This is going to be a really weird... I don't think I'm going to remember any of it, but I know it's a really weird ride.
I know I'm not going to remember
it's
any
really
of it.
It's really weird. All right, so I got, I think, 2 commercials for Storyland. I wanted to hear the Storyland, where fantasy lives.
Yeah, don't ruin it for me. I don't remember it.
Oh, you don't remember that commercial?
No.
You don't? It was on all the time.
I don't remember it. I told you, I was outside.
All right, well, we'll watch some commercials, and then we're going to watch Voyage to the Moon in real time, I guess. So here's the first commercial.
Storyland, where fantasy lives. Storyland.
Precious memories are written at Storyland.
Yeah. I didn't see any ice cream when I was there.
No, I didn't either. Oh, I like the Glockenspiel. Oh, yeah, they have swan boats.
Oh, I wanted to get my face painted.
Me too. It was like $9, which was ridiculous for face painting. That's really expensive.
Oh, you shoot the people. You shoot back at the people on the land.
No, I wanted to go on that. It wasn't open.
Storyland.
We did meet Humpty Dumpty. That was awesome.
Yeah, he came out of nowhere.
Yeah, he took a picture with us. It was great.
He was really cool. It's my best friend now.
I really wanted face painting. They had it. Some guy
it
got his whole
so
head done.
Cool.
Got his whole head done like a tiger.
Yeah, that must. I wonder how much he spent on that because it was near
more.
The end of the night.
Yeah.
And then he went home and was like, "I gotta wash
this
off my head."
I know that's kind of weird. I would have done it at the beginning, but like, I wasn't spending $9 or $12 on face painting either, and I'd have to sit there an hour.
He was bald, so he literally got his whole head.
But that'd be ridiculous to spend all that time. You only get 2 hours for rides. You're going to get face painting during that?
Yeah,
it's kind of crazy.
I don't know what this is.
And one girl made a good point where when we had face painting when we were younger, we didn't have the big butterflies or anything like that. You could literally get like balloons or like a star or like a moon or like a heart. It was just like a little tiny face painting.
I used
thing.
To get the Ultimate Warrior.
I didn't. They didn't have like the big face painting. They had just like little symbols you could put on your face.
Yeah, we had to.
But they were probably like $3 too, because you shouldn't be $9.
Yeah,
really.
It took 10 seconds.
All right, now we have a 1991 video. It's just a short one. I just wanted to see what it was like. You know, this is when we would go, or right before we had gone. So. As I was looking at videos, I was finding things I forgot about.
Like, I had not been yet.
Yeah, I don't remember the first time I went. It was probably like 94 or something like that.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Oh, let's just see what happened, though. It's only like 3 minutes. Oh, this is what it was. There was a gopher in the ground who always popped up and told like stories. And I found this and I'm like, oh yeah, I remember him.
Oh, shucks.
Oh, shucks.
Oh, his eyes are so far apart.
Oh, my God. I can't understand what he's saying at all. He has a really pointy nose. Sure.
It's dark down there.
My life is a room.
It's like Rabbit from Pooh.
Yeah, or Gopher. Wait. Kind of. What?
I don't know what he's saying, but
it
doesn't matter if we turn it up. It's
yeah,
a buzzing.
It's buzzing. It's annoying.
Is there an actual animal behind him?
I don't know. His mouth is making so much noise because it's moving, but it's like clicking. Yeah. Oh, vegetables are growing. I see. I wonder if his head actually lights up with the flashlight on top.
Maybe at night or when it starts to get darker.
He has like a conductor's hat on with like a flashlight on top.
It's literally just a flashlight.
Yeah, I can't understand what he's saying. Oh, well.
I'm
so much
stop.
Tracking on this freaking video. Oh, he's going away anyways. There he goes. Oh, you can see the blackness in there.
Oh, he's digging.
Oh, he's echoing. Yep, gotta keep digging. All right, that was creepy. I don't know why I put that in there.
I don't know why either.
Oh, Timothy. Oh. Timothy the tree. He's talking. Oh, yeah, you put your name on a leaf and then you hang it from Timothy. But now he's a chalkboard, which is annoying.
Right, because they're just wiping that thing clean.
Oh, the teacups were outside. Now they're inside, I think, which looks terrible. It looks much better outside. I guess they were just getting worn and
did you hear Timothy's mouth?
No.
It was like... It was clacking so loud.
It's a singing flower.
That wasn't there.
I saw him, but he wasn't moving.
What is this, the polar coaster?
Oh, yeah, I think this is it. It goes boom. I like when it's picking you up the hill and it goes boom.
It does?
Not boom, but like, you know, it kind of launches you. Yeah, there it goes.
Oh, yeah, it's a walrus.
Yeah, I don't really get the theming. But there's a big pole of ice out front that's awesome. I always have to rub it before I go on.
I was just going to say, what's up with that pole?
I love that pole. I wish they had... Oh, there's only like two cars on that one. I think it's longer now. Oh, God, that sounded like my mom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Polar coaster's kind of fun, except for when it, like, jars you at the end when it stops you. It goes... it just, like, stops you.
That seems pretty smooth.
Yeah, that did. I don't think it does that anymore. And it also broke a bunch of times when we were there. We were, like, so close to getting on, and then it freaking broke. Oh, yeah, I did get one other video. There's this area that looks like Small World. It's like a banister with a bunch of kids on top, and it's called A Child's World After All or something.
A Child's Visit to Other Lands.
Oh, A Child's Visit to Other Lands. And it has the song on it, and it sounds like Small World almost, like the lyrics do, but like I don't think it sounds like... It didn't play anymore when we were there, so I think it's broken now, but I found a video.
It's a normal-sized world after all.
Yeah, I found a video of A Child's Visit to Other Lands. Oh, God. It's very bad. Oh.
The Orient.
Mexico and Europe Orient?
And Africa. They're not even moving.
No.
Oh, is it just a picture?
Yes. I can't even understand what they're saying. Oh my God, the instruments are so off. Wow, that was so creepy.
What?
I did not like that. That was the worst put together music I've ever heard.
They were like, we just have to do A Small World.
The notes didn't make any sense. What the hell was that? I hated that. So that's their version of Small World. Did y'all enjoy it?
It was very, very close. It's not even a ride. You just stand and watch it.
Yeah, it was just like, it was kids dancing on a banister or whatever. With like all the worldly kids, like an African kid, an Orient kid apparently. All right, now we finally got to our...
This is the fucking, the big finale.
Yeah, the
grand finale.
The meat and potatoes. That's what I was going for.
Well, the whole thing has been meat and potatoes. This is dessert.
Oh, this is the grand entree, the souffle, the chocolate souffle of the episode.
This is the making the way to wait 15 minutes to go home.
Voyage to the Moon, we got a complete ultimate tribute, not by Martin's Vids, but Theme Parks something or other.
Theme Parks and Me.
Theme Parks and Me. Yeah, he's like the poor man's Martin's Vids, I guess.
The not Disney Martin.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I went to Storyland and got this. So hopefully it's good. If you guys want to watch along, please do. We will start it right now.
Yes, we're losing them.
What the hell?
The radio is breaking up.
I don't know.
Is this just his intro? Nope, I guess that was from Voyage to the Moon. Ooh, it sounds like Spaceship Earth. It sounds Epcot-y. Oh, that was just his intro. In 1981,
I think it was taken directly from
Storyland announced that it would add a new original state-of-the-art dark ride. 1981, damn.
This is before Epcot.
It would be housed in a fabric-covered dome in the northeast corner of the park. The attraction's facade would be a large cannon which aimed towards the sky. Yes, I remember that. That was the best. It was so awesome. It was like, it looked, I mean, you could see the cars going into the cannon, too. It was
Wait,
awesome.
So you thought you got shot?
Yeah. A golden bullet. That's what we took a picture of. The ride vehicles were outside at Nostalgia Night. See, you could see the people going up the cannon. It was amazing.
That's not real.
It was so cool. The golden bullet would then blast off and enter a tunnel of zooming lights. I wish he didn't put the music so goddamn loud. As guests entered the inky blackness of outer space, Mission Control would advise them that they would be arriving at the moon shortly.
What do you mean inky?
To the right, a winking moon could be seen. A cow could also be seen leaping over it. Okay.
Oh, so it's not... Oh, wow.
Oh, that's a creepy winky moon.
Show me some jumping.
That's really creepy. I don't like that. As the golden bullet passed the moon, Mission Control would start to panic over the radio. Oh, so that was from the ride. It says it's a ride through, too, so maybe it's just telling us what's going to happen. A massive black hole would appear in front of the golden bullet as Mission Control attempted to save the guests. Well, that's scary.
A black hole?
So you think you were, like, dying because you wouldn't make it to the moon? Golden Everyone Bullet would then die. Enter the black hole and lose all contact with mission control. Oh, that's crazy. I didn't know the story of this ride. I probably wouldn't have either. After emerging on the other side of the black hole, guests would then encounter a wizard who would appear out of the darkness.
Wizard?
A wizard. Oh, he is a wizard. He has like a dunce hat.
You're a wizard,
on.
Harry.
You're a wizard, Mortimer, or whatever wizard. Your name is. The wizard then explained to guests that he was able to make dreams come true and suggested that he come along with them and see what was possible. The Golden Bullet would then enter another scene occupied by strange creatures called Worrywurtles.
What?
What the hell are those? Oh, God, they look like the glowworms.
They're hideous.
Oh, they look like the stackable rings that you had when you was a kid.
With a glowworm on
guests
top.
Guests would then encounter another strange creature called Chugga Chugga Puff Puff.
He better be a train.
He better be. Oh, no, Pete. Oh! Oh, my God. It's like a bull with a horn in its mouth.
What the fuck is this
thing? This is fucked up. Then the Golden Bullet would begin to descend in the open side of a sphere. What? What are you talking about?
I don't know why I never got to do this.
Inside the sphere, there was a crystal mine. Guests would pass by robots digging with pickaxes. Huh. Sounds a lot like Mine Train. Oh, they are robots. They're so cute. Looks like Epcot.
Oh, man.
All the geodesic spheres. As the Golden Bullet continued its winding descent, the wizard would encourage guests to make a wish, promising that he would grant it.
Don't break your promise.
Yeah. The Golden Bullet would then enter the largest and most detailed scene of the ride, which is...
The trip home. You wish to go home.
Oh. A Candyland featuring gigantic cookies, chocolate, and ice cream. Ooh, that's what I wish for. I always wish for that. A pair of disembodied lips with wings sipped from a gigantic glass of soda and water fountain sprayed from all different angles. Oh, I don't remember that. I don't remember getting sprayed by water.
Where are these? Oh look, God, it. It's really so just creepy. Lips. That's so creepy.
I don't like it. On a gigantic Oreo, a trio played a Dixieland-style song referring to themselves as the Ice Cream Cone Pixieland Band. Oh, that's cute. They're on an Oreo.
This
they're so cute.
This is intense.
It's a peanut.
And a snowman?
As guests exited the Candyland, the wizard would then warn them about Mr. Blowhard, a cloud-like creature who has had trouble trying to blow. He's like blowing. He's
a balloon.
He's inflatable. He's so scary. As guests would pass Mr. Blowhard, a large gust of wind would blow. That's cool. He looked like the Big Bertha game at like...
Yeah. Boston.
The Golden Bullet would then enter a cavern-like scene with large rock outcroppings.
How is this ride still going on?
I don't know. It's so long. Throughout this area, a large number of strange flying creatures called floaters could be seen. I'm not going to remember all the names of these creatures.
This is out of control. This is nuts. This is
what
so
the hell?
Creepy.
It's so weird looking.
This is like the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Golden Bullet would then pass by a singing sea serpent named Sally.
All right, so
what
I've never
fuck?
Seen Sally, but...
Sally the camel had one.
Sally was a part of.
Aw, she's kind of cute.
Like the literature.
Kind of scary. An animatronic wizard would then appear standing next to a globe and would inform guests that it was time to end their dream.
Oh, the dreams are coming
now
to an
end. Now you're
dead. Now it's a nightmare.
He's all right looking. He looks like Santa. He probably just took a Santa and changed
Santa
him.
Wizard. You're a wizard, Santa.
On a large projection screen, an animation was shown depicting the return voyage from outer space to the White Mountains of New Hampshire. Oh, that's nice. I can't really tell from that picture. It looks like a guy in a canoe.
That's, yeah.
Waving. That's cute. Golden Bullet would then travel down a long exit tunnel before emerging outside, arriving back at the load station. Well, there's a picture of it. Oh, it was the serpent outside, too?
The serpent
I think I
was
remember.
Definitely up. I've seen the serpent.
Yeah.
I've never been in.
The serpent was outside as well. Yeah, that's... Oh, look, there's things on top of it, too. There's little... Whatever they're called. Whirly-dorlies. The dome, which stood 50 feet tall and 124 feet wide, took shape in 1981. And, there's some construction of it.
It's not
also,
that big.
I think, was this before Storyland opened? The skeletal steel of the huge cannon ready by winter of 82. Okay.
Storyland's been around forever.
Yeah, it was open before then.
They built New Hampshire around Storyland.
Oh, the cannon steel is really cool. Wow, it's crazy how much they did, like, for this. And now it's... Oh, it was in the snow, too. They didn't finish it. It's crazy.
It's the problem with having a theme park in the north.
Yeah. Man, that looks so cool. I love it. Each of the Golden Bullets were equipped with speakers to broadcast music and sound effects triggered by an antenna underneath. Okay, that makes sense. Oh, now we're seeing how they work inside.
We're seeing legitimate electronics.
We're in Singapore. The antenna was also synchronized with lighting effects and animatronics. Oh, that's cool. That's how dark rides work. Oh, I love those bullets. Look at them. We were in that.
Those are really cool.
Oh, that's awesome. It goes outside for a bit, too, which is awesome. The ride, which topped out at 5 minutes long, officially opened in June of 1983 after 3 years of construction.
Wow.
That's crazy. I miss this ride so much. Oh, it looks pretty. It was in front of like a lake, which I don't even think is there anymore.
Are we going on?
Whoa, look at the line is so long.
It's probably when it first opened.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Oh, that could be why I never went on.
Yeah, maybe. Look, you can see the Omnimovers outside and then they go inside. Oh, it's so cool. It loads outside.
That's a really cool concept.
I like that. I like how you go up the cannon. Like, how does... I guess it takes a turn, but it looks like you're supposed to go right out of the cannon. And it... You know, you get, you know, off foot. Oh, we're going to go to the queue. Oh, we're on the train. Then she's going to give us a tour. We went on the hot air balloon.
Yeah, we did.
It sucked. But Mom wanted to go on it, so... Oh, she liked it.
All for you, Mom.
The voyage to the moon was created by a mysterious man.
Who?
Known only as the Wizard.
The Wizard!
Fabulous characters like Chugga Chugga Puff Puff, the Worry Wordles,
Puff Puff,
Chugga
Worry Wordles,
Chugga Chugga Puff Puff,
Chugga Chugga Puff Puff, and Worry Wordles. Jesus, the train's so fucking
squeaky. You put some
oil on
this freaking wheel?
I love the train sound, though. The whoop, whoop, whoop. Oh, what a cute little sign. Voyage to the moon. Let's go on already. Jesus.
Come on, stop taking
pictures.
Get in
the cannon. I love how it looks like you should go right up the cannon. It's crazy.
Does.
Nothing in Disney like this. They would have done
it much better.
I mean,
it's pretty close to...
Yeah, a dark ride.
No, the Spaceship Earth.
Spaceship Earth, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's crazy how big it is. You expect to just see people falling out of the cannon.
That'd be so funny.
There goes the bullet. Oh, man, I wish I could go on this again.
Going
I can't believe
up.
They just took all this apart and put a freaking ball pit thing.
Yeah, you go in and you shoot each other with balls and it's not
so
even...
So stupid. All right, here we are, we're on it.
It's not as good as I remember.
Oh, yeah, I love this. You can, like, go... On, looks like you're going to go right in the cannon and then you just turn instead and it's like, uh-oh. Voyage to the moon. Starting countdown now. Five, four... Three. Oh, he's getting me excited.
Every second is great.
Wonderful second. Yay! Blast off! Oh, it's like a rainbow tunnel. It's crappy.
Yeah, that sucks.
Oh, no! Oh, God. The moon's scary. I don't like it.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. It blinks so slow.
It's the slowest stop motion I've ever seen.
Oh shit, the lights are going all over crazy. Oh, we're losing them. Oh, we're gone. Now we're going through the black hole.
Just so everyone knows, if a black hole opened up this close to Earth, we'd all be dead.
Yep. Nope, we're just going to go around and then come back. Oh, now it's dark. Oh. Oh, there's the wizard.
Oh, hello, wizard.
He's in a strobe light and he keeps moving.
I'm the blinking wizard.
That was weird. How'd they like... Why would they put a strobe light on him? Oh, it's animated, kind of. It's like a video.
Yeah.
I see. Ooh, it sounds like Dreamfinder. I wonder who did his voice.
I mean, he came before Dreamfinder, didn't he?
No.
When was Epcot?
82.
This was 81.
But it opened in 83, so technically. Man, we should look up who it was and see if we can get him on here. What the hell are those? The Chugga Chugga Choo Choos?
Chugga Chugga.
Ah, it's a freaking thing with the trumpet.
Chugga
ah,
Chugga.
I don't like it.
That's the Chugga Chugga Puff Puff.
I hate it. Chuggles.
Oh,
look at the
sad
robots in Epcot. They're so cute. This looks very futuristic. I like that. I like this part because it looks like Spaceship Earth.
It's retro futuristic.
It very is, yes. Aww. They're picking at the geodesic sphere. Oh, you can really see all the red now.
Wow.
It's lit up. Now what is this? It looks like there's snow or something. Oh, it's ice cream.
We're in Candyland.
Yay! Oh, there's a snowman playing something. Like, oh, Peanut's playing the cone? Ice cream cone?
Playing the
Oh, this is so creepy. There's a lot of cookies.
Cole.
Oh, there's the lips that are, have wings for some reason. That's really weird.
Drinking soda.
There's a chick that's like directing.
Is that a snowman or a marshmallow?
Oh, maybe it's a snowman? Ice cream snowman? That was really weird. Oh, there's the Mr. Blowfizzle or whatever that was.
Oh, Blowhard.
Blowhard. I love that name. Oh, he's blinking. That's creepy. I don't like it.
Why'd the lights go up, Blowhard?
Yeah, what the hell happened? Ooh, what's happening? Is this rocks? Dreamland? Are we in Dreamland?
Yep.
Oh, shit. I just see rocks and stuff. Oh, no. It's a serpent.
Oh, Sally.
Oh, she's creepy. I don't like her. Yikes. Oh, there's the wizard.
They're all of me and part of you.
Dream come true. We have? Oh.
But we didn't do anything.
Put your what on? My ring?
Yep. Your magic band.
Oh, there's the mountains. We made it. It's still stop motion. They couldn't just get real animation.
Oh, it's so bad.
It's just like a flip book. Oh, that's funny.
Boom, we crashed.
Oh, we made it.
We're back in
Glen.
Here
we are. Yay! Dreamland!
Storyland.
Oh. Storyland! Ah! Oh, the curtain's open for us. Hello! Oh, that was awesome. Yeah, I wonder if we could find the guy that did the... In the years that followed, the attraction would become one of the most beloved in the park. That's true. I always went on that first, except for Mr. Geysers.
It was really cool looking on the outside.
It's really pretty on the outside, like a big dome with a cannon. As the mid-1990s approached, attendance at Storyland dramatically increased.
Attendance.
Oh. What did I say?
Nothing.
With such a low capacity and slow loading, unloading procedure, the attraction could not keep up with the volume of guests. Oh, no.
Bye.
Wait times for the ride would often exceed over an hour.
That's normal.
I can't believe I waited an hour for that. Huh. I mean, I can because I miss it now, but I'm glad I did. Aww. The lines ridiculously out the wazoo. Because the ride system was so complex, breakdowns were becoming more frequent and expensive as the attraction aged. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. In 1998, Storyland decided to close and remove the attraction in order to find a better use for the building.
Well, ooh. The better use has yet to come.
Yeah. I was 11 years old at the time, and I wrote to Storyland expressing my admiration for the attraction and my anguish about seeing it go. I probably would have if I knew how to. I absolutely did not expect what happened next.
Well, Storyland took care of this young man.
They gave you a moon.
They gave him the ride.
September 17th, 1998. Oh, they wrote him a letter, maybe? Well, the time finally came to search the storage trailer, and because the floaters, as they are called, were abundant and easy to access, you are now the proud owner of one of these units. This is the only souvenir of the Voyage to the Moon ride that is not on Storyland property, so you have a unique item. Please note that the inside of this floater has electrical wiring. Please don't attempt to do anything with it electronically. Hope Mom and Dad are reading this letter. I still have the floater to this day, although it has not aged very well. The rubber arms have since disintegrated and fallen off, and the eyes have cracked. Aww.
That's crazy.
That's awesome. Wow, he has a piece of Storyland. And Voyage to the Moon. Oh, it's so cute.
No, it is hideous.
I love it.
I wonder if he could have preserved it
better. The walls underneath the dome were removed and Professor Bigglestep's Loopy Lab opened in 1999. That's what's there still today. Boo, that guy.
Now, I remember that being fun the first time I went
in. Yeah.
And it was fun this time when we went in
it. Yeah. But it's not like
but
you want it.
It's not good.
Yeah, you don't want to spend hours in there or anything. Yeah, you just... Oh, the cannon was still there. It's not there anymore.
No, yeah, it was.
It was?
It didn't go away.
One half of the dome became a giant area with foam balls, vacuums, and air cannons. Oh, yeah, and the other one's a theater.
Yeah.
I didn't see the cannon this time.
I thought it was there.
No, I don't think it is. I think they removed it eventually.
That looks nicer.
Yeah, it did. Now it's just disgusting
it's
balls.
It's a lot more balls.
Yeah. It's gross now. They haven't even replaced the balls at all. It sucked. Tried making the things up top try to let go of the balls and it took forever. Boo.
Damn it, I wish I wrote letters to things that were taken away from me.
I miss it. other half of the dome was devoted to a theater for an interactive stage show. Yeah, there was
a magician.
There was a magician in there while we were there, and I was like, nah. I filmed like a second of him, and I was like, nah,
That's not what's there right now.
That might have been what the stage looked like. Professor Bigglestep's washer ship? What the fuck? Oh, that's not there, no. They have like a bunch of props there. That wasn't there. That looks like a shitty stage
totally
now.
Totally different.
Yeah, that cannon's not there anymore either. I know that. I would have gone and taken a picture in front of it if it was there.
Our newest area, which is Professor Bigglestep's Loopy Laboratory.
It stinks.
Which used to be a dock ride. It was called Voyage of the Moon.
Dock.
And we have a play area in there and a show as well. And over here is Professor Bigglestep's Loopy Laboratory. It's an interactive play area with 10,000 foam
stinks.
Balls that are vacuumed and propelled in
the foam balls
the area.
Look so gross.
Yeah, they're
story.
They're like from the day it opened.
A live show on the other half of that. This building behind us, Professor Bigglestep's Loopy Laboratory, was the Voyage to the Moon ride.
Yay.
And that has been changed, and that's probably the only thing.
We had that scary ride too that you said. Yeah.
Well,
that was the moon
that
trip.
Is the moon ride.
That was the moon ride. That
is, yeah, it was scary. In spring of 2010, the cannon facade was removed, and a new gift shop stand was constructed in its place.
All right, there you go.
I know. I was looking for it, and I didn't see it. I didn't even see the gift shop either. But I don't know what
that came down
there.
In 2011.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see that. I don't think that was there. Boo.
Quackers.
That's stupid. It's just a shell of what was.
That's sad.
I know. May of 2012, I had contacted Storyland to inform them of my intentions of making a video to serve as a tribute to the late attraction. Well, thank you, dude. Once again, I didn't expect what happened. If he gets another fucking thing
They're
from
this... They're taking care of him.
I'm going to be pissed. I believe I'm the guy that sent you the floater. I remember your correspondence. I'd love to see the video. I do have some photos I can send you, but I'm sure. We're gearing up this weekend, but I'll get back to you. If you want a golden bullet ride vehicle, or if you've got four or five rugged guys, I can supply one. It's awkward and heavy.
What?
I need to email this guy. After a year of throwing the idea around, it finally came to fruition on June 13, 2013, exactly 30 years after the ride's opening. So this guy has one of the goddamn bullets.
You
oh my god.
Me.
He must have been the one that... Maybe he was the one that put
Maybe
this.
He's like the historian who...
Did we sit in his?
Maybe.
It could have been. Wow, that's amazing. I don't even know where I would put that. In the garage somewhere. Wow.
Four or five. You would need like 10 people.
That's crazy. Oh my god, he has a freaking golden bullet.
That's awesome. That would be in our living room.
I know, that would be amazing. I would totally sit there and watch TV. Well, thank you to this dude who made a video at Theme Park and me or whatever. And you're lucky that you have all this paraphernalia now. I really wish I had that. That's so cool. I wonder what they did with the other ones. There's probably like 6 or 7 of them.
He goes, we got 4 or 5 lying around.
Jesus, just lying around. They should, they can't have it always at Nostalgia Night because then it'll get ruined, but, or at the park at least. That is so cool. Mid-2010s, a number of former Storyland ride vehicles were given a new home at the Red Jacket Fox Ridge Resort in North Conway, New Hampshire.
That's right near us.
Within a miniature golf course located behind the resort, there's an antique car, a tub from the German carousel, and a golden bullet. Oh, okay, we should go there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow, there's a golden bullet at the miniature golf course. That's so cool.
We definitely have to go play there.
Oh, absolutely. Number 5 is there. Wow. I'm learning stuff from this guy. This video was inspired by Martin Smith and his tireless effort to document and preserve beloved attractions. Thank you, Martin. Yes, thank you, Martin, and thank you to this guy.
I wonder if Martin probably knows about this, right?
He said special thanks to his family and everything. Oh, so that's awesome. So he did do what Martin would have done for a ride near him.
Yeah, we gave him shit at the beginning, but...
Oh, I didn't give any shit to this guy.
No, we did. We kind of made fun of him.
We did?
For not being Martin.
Oh, you're not Martin, but you want to be.
You're all right. You're all right, kid.
Thank you for that video, dude. I don't know who you are, and if you're probably not listening, but I'll comment on the video and I'll say thank you. We just used this on our video, blah, blah, blah.
That was awesome.
That's so cool. I can't believe he has a freaking real vehicle.
He's got a floater.
That's so cool. Wow.
I can't believe they're just like, yeah, we'll give you one.
I know. That's insane. I don't know what I would do with any of this stuff. I mean, I would love to have anything from Disney, but I'm not going to buy it.
Disney will never give you anything.
No, they won't. Well, I urge everyone to watch that video. It's pretty entertaining. Even if you just skip through and, you know, I read out all the lines and stuff that he did, much like Martin would have done.
Right. It would just be fun to watch the actual
ride through. Yeah, yeah. I just read them because we don't usually read them on Martin's because he has so many details, and I urge everyone to watch them themselves and read up on it and stuff. But like, we're not going to read out everything, but because this is a special attraction and it was the closest thing I had to Disney at home. So
yeah, that's all we grew up with, yeah. Except I didn't.
And it was very historical around here. So I just wanted to explain that to everyone, and you can go and check it out yourself. We'll be probably doing another show soon, hopefully.
We're trying to get on a schedule. We really are.
I'm going to figure out what we're going to do next. We got to focus on some Epcot stuff still for Illuminations and stuff like that. So we'll see. We're going to go do some other park stuff as well. We'll get back to Disney next time. So until then, you can check out whatsdispodcast.com. You can get a quote on there if you need any for Disney World, Disneyland, anything like that. Attendance seems to be very low for Star Wars Land. I think they overshot it, and I think that if anyone plans on going, you'd be okay going in September, October, something like that. I think you'll be just fine. I think you'll get on what you want to, you know. The ride, there's only going to be one ride open. I don't know when the second one's going to open, but I don't see you waiting more than an hour in the morning to ride the first ride and then just walk around the park. So
yeah,
I really don't think that's going to deter, it shouldn't deter anyone anymore at this point. We see what happened in Disneyland, and
it's empty, all, right?
Everyone who wanted to see it went to Disneyland and did it for the most part.
And it's going
to
be the same here, right?
For the most part, yeah. Yeah, so I don't think they'll do the same opening, but I don't see it happening to have as many lines and stuff as we thought it was going to be. So if anyone wants to book a last minute trip or do a holiday trip or whatever, or 2020 prices are out as well. So just give me a holler. I'll price them out for you and see what we got. What else we got? We got the vlogs going. Go subscribe over there.
YouTube,
find us.
Facebook, Twitter,
all
Instagram,
that. Get
Twitch.
In touch with us, buy a shirt.
Yep, we haven't streamed lately on Twitch, but we will. We'll get back into all this.
Yeah, so. And suggestions are always welcome if you have a beloved attraction or show that you want us to review or talk about, any or movie, whatever you want us to talk about, anything that you feel nostalgic about, let us know, and we'll do a special tribute for you. So, yeah, we hope to hear from you all, and we'll talk to you guys in a bit.
77 years ago, we took the finest hops and barley to brew a refreshing, full-bodied lager. Whoa! I'm Rappin' AB, and I'm here to say if you want to drink beer, that's the only way. I said the only way. Breakdown!
This is a disgrace.
Settle down. Anything this bad has to be educational.
Bart!
Let's see if they wore underwear back then.